that Gitna Boy Misham Lekan, if they send a get from Bovel to Eretz Israel, so there's no need to say Befan and Ephraim, Befan and Ephraim. So the Gemara had a discussion whether this Saka of Rabbi Yosef is reliable or not. So one of the Amoraim says, Rabbi Yosef says, Malayim Lan the Rabbi Yosef Bar Samchuhu. Who says that he's so reliable? Maybe we should not accept his psak, that the gittin that come from Bavel says so. Why should we not accept his psak? Because he once did something which is keneged adin. He once sent a pasuk in a letter, and he didn't have any sirtut, and the din requires that the... That gittin aboy misham lekan, if they send a get from Bavel to Eretz Israel, so there's no need to say b'fan and after b'fan and after. So the Gemara had a discussion whether this Saka of Rabbi Yosef is reliable or not. So one of the Amoraim says, Rabbi Yosef says, Malayim Lan the Rabbi Yosef Bar Samchuhu. Who says that he's so reliable? Maybe we should not accept his psak, that the gittin that come from Bavel says so. Why should we not accept his psak? Because he once did something which is keneged adin. He once sent a pasuk in a letter, and he didn't have any sirtut, and the din requires that before you write three or four words from a pasuk in a row, so you must have sirtut, even though you're not writing Kisra Kodesh, you're not writing it in Tanakh, even though you're only quoting in a letter, but you're quoting it l'shem pasuk, not stam l'teferes hamalitza bi'alma. And this Rabbi Yosef wrote the letter and he didn't have any sirtut. So then the Gemara defends him, the Gemara says, just because he never heard of this obscure din, so he never heard of the din, it could be a big Talmud Chacham, he knows all the dalot kolkish shulchan aruch. On one page, he didn't know this din doesn't appear in any other page. Not that it's such a popular din that it appears every 100 pages in the Shulchan. So one din in one place. So the Gemara says, and not only is he probably a Bar Samcha, this Rabbi Yosso, the Gemara says on the second white line, Askim Mori Al Yodid, the Rabban Shalom is Maskim in Hashemayim to his Pshat. Why? Because in the Parsha Pilegesh Begivon, say for Shoftim, it says that there was a man who had a pilegesh, batiznola pilaksho, his wife was mizanis, and he got angry at her, and she ran back to her father's home, and then he went to pick her up. He went back to the father-in-law's home to go pick her up, and they made peace, and he was going to go home, and a ganze complication ensued afterwards. So the Tesis points out, if she was really mizana tachto, so why should he want to take her back? How's he allowed to take it back, Mistoma? That's not a kasha. If she would really be married to, well, it depends what the definition of a pilegish is. If a woman is married to the man, she's taka wife, and then she sits with kiddushin, so then if she's mezana tachtav, she's a seita asura labailo. A pilegish, the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the second perek discusses the definition of a pilegish. So there are two girsois in the Gemara. Rashi and the Ramban and Chumash have two girsois in the Gemara. One gir says that a pilegish is below kiddushin and below ksuba. And one gear says it's b'kiddushin below ksuba. There is kiddushin. Shadow whether pilegish is with kiddushin but just without ksuba, or pilegish is b'li kiddushin b'li ksuba. Not just even any kiddushin. Yeah. The Ramam's opinion, right? The Ramam holds that only a melech is muta b'pilegish and a hedyot is an iser of pilegish. So the few places in Tanakh that it speaks about pilakshim after matan Torah, after matan Torah was the Ramam writes it was muta. After matan Torah was aser. According to the Rambam, the man was living the Issa with the Pilegesh. It was an Issa. But the other Rishonim, the Ravid and the Ramban and others, Rabbi Yona, disagree with the Rambam. They think that Pilegesh is Mutam and
Atayra. But you were allowed to take many wives, but not a Pilegesh.
According to the Rambam, you're permitted to take many wives, but only if you're married to all of them. If you only have a Pilegesh, there's no Kiddushin. So it's an Issa. It's a Biaznus. It's an Issa. So that's the shaila. What's the gears in the Gemara? Some Rishonim have the gears says b'kiddushin b'loy ksuba. What's pshat b'kiddushin b'loy ksuba? Ksuba is lav deraisa. There's machlokes hatanaim in ksubas, in the mishnayis in ksubas, and the Gemara has it in the first parak in ksubas daf yud. Whether the shibud ksuba when a man divorces his wife or the husband dies, that the wife is entitled to collect ksuba, is that a did deraisa did the rabban? Because in the chumash it says that if someone is ma'anis or mafata, a single girl, so he has to pay Hamishim Shkolim Kesef, Kesef Yishkol, Kimohar Habesulah. So Mohar means the Ksuba, you have to pay the girl if she wouldn't have been a Ba'ula, if she would have gotten married, so the husband would be Mukhayiv to give her Ksuba if she would get divorced, and so on. But now because somebody was Ma'anis and Mafat to her, so she's no longer a Psula, so she won't be able to get that Hamishim Shekel Kesef. So you see that Bizman Matan Torah, that was a common practice, that when a girl would be a psula, she would get married, So she would be entitled to the ksuba of Hamishim Shekel Kesef. Hamishim Shekel Kesef is Masayim Zuz. There are four Zuzim in every Shekel. So that's what we write. Kesef Zuzi Masan, the Chazi Lichem Ederaisa. The 200 Zuz, that's the same as 50 Shkolim. 10 times Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen is 5 Shkolim, so this is 10 times Pidyon HaBen, 50 Shkolim. Whatever you give for Pidyon HaBen, you multiply it by 5. It's very little. How much do you give for Pidyon HaBen? The biggest chumah, how much do you give? $25 Pidyon HaBen. $30. These days nobody gives. $30 you give for Pidyon HaBen. So $300 is the Ikki Ksuba. $300 the whole Ksuba. No, but we give Tosefes Ksuba in the Dunya. That's yes. Way more. Tosefes in the Dunya is out of proportion. Way more.
Why do we do it?
We have a minig. How much we give? We give Zukukin, German coins. We give a little fortune of money. That's around 25, not such a fortune, $25,000. Enough to live on for 1 year. Enough to live on for 1 year. So that's a shaila. In the Chumash, it does speak about ksuba, and the fact that Torah has the din of Einus and Mefata, which is based on ksuba, that you have to pay the Einus and Mefata, pays the Hamishim Shekel, the Masayim Zuz, in accordance with the amount of money that the girl would have been able to get. So you see that there did exist such a practice. The question is, just because such a practice existed, Bizman Matan Torah, doesn't mean that you're Mechuyiftu. Maybe that was the minhag olam that people did it, but if you don't want to give the girl a ksuba, maybe you're not mechuyev. So that's the machlokes hatanaim. Should you assume that since it's recorded in a chumash ksuba deraisa, the chiyuv to take ksuba is a real shiva deraisa? Or no, this was a minhag bizman matan Torah, but the Torah doesn't say that it's required. That was just a minhag. So that's a machlokes whether ksuba deraisa or lav deraisa. So most of the rishonim paskin ksuba lav deraisa. Most of the rishonim paskin ksuba is lav deraisa. That's shaila. What do we? In our ksuba we say kesef zuzi mason the chazi lichem midiraisa. So how do we write the chazi lichem midiraisa if Rav Rishonim hold that it's only midirabbanan? So the Rosh in the first perek in ksuba is faremfes the kasha. The Ramo in Ebenezer quotes this Rosh. The Ramo in the Beit Shmuel has a long discussion. The Rosh in the first perek in ksuba is on daf tes faremfes this kasha, and he says that the Gemara says in Kiddushin and in Pchoris and in other places that there were two monetary systems that were running concurrently in Eretz Yisrael. There was Kesef Tzuri and there was Kesef Medina. And Kesef Tzuri, each one had pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half a dollars, like we have. So each one had Shkolim and Zuzim and Tarpeikin and whatever, all the different coins. But the Kesef Tzuri system, every coin was 8 times the value of its corresponding coin in the Kesef Medina system. Every penny was 8 times that penny, and every nickel was 8 times that nickel, and every dime was 8 times that dime. Two systems. So the shaila is, when the halacha says, it says in the pasuk, it says in the Mishnah, that you have to pay so much money, you have to pay $50. Which one? You pay the larger amount or the smaller amount? So the Gemara says it depends. If it's a din deraisa that you're talking about, pidyon haben, or machtas hashekel, that you have to give for the purpose of the korbanos sibur, or einus mefata, moitzi shemra, something like that, or shloish mishalevet, Torah gives you an amount of money, so the Gemara says, Kol Kesef Hamavat Torah is Kesef Tzuri. You give the higher amount. That's what the Chumash is talking about. The Shel Divrehem, but if the Mishnayis have a Din de Rabbanan that's recorded how much money you have to give, that's only Shel Medina, because the Tanoim spoke the Lashem Mani Adam, and Lashem Mani Adam, they referred to the Kesef Medina money. They didn't refer, it's not because Sofik, Yigol Chumash, it has nothing to do with that. All the Kesef and the Chumash means that system, and the Tanoim were referring to this monetary system. So that's what the Rosh Farenfes, he says that we have the practice, we write 200 zuz, the Chazi Lichem Ederaisa, it means it's only Midirabbanan, but you pay the higher amount. Why? Because it says in the Chumash that there was such an institution as Ma'am Matan Torah. There was such a practice. So the Machlokes HaTanaim is whether that means that that's Taka the Din. The Din says that you have to pay, every husband is Mechuyev to pay Ksuba if he divorces his wife or if he dies. She's entitled to collect ksuba. So then it's Kesef Tzuri. But even if you hold that the Torah doesn't say that's the din, the Torah is just recording what the meaning was. The meaning, Bizman Matan Torah was that a girl who will be a psula will get such a ksuba. But the Torah was not Mechayev. But who is Mechayev? The Rabbanan are Mechayev. To pay what? To pay Rosh Hashtag in the Chumash. Yeah, to pay the amount of money that's mentioned in the Chumash. So that's what the Rosh says. Even if you say ksuba lav deraisa, but you give zuzi the chazi lichem deraisa. It doesn't mean that you deserve the money. Chazi lichem deraisa doesn't mean you deserve the money on the level of deraisa. It means the coins are deraisa dike coins. Zuzi the chazi lichem deraisa. It's only chazi lichem derabanan, but the coins are chazi lichem deraisa. So the question is, if one should assume that ksuba is lav deraisa, So what do you mean that a pilegish is bikidushin below ksuba? Ksuba is love their eyes anyway.
Yeah,
so every woman is the kiddushin below ksuba on the level of their eyes. So what's different? Manishtana pilegish from a regular eishesish. Is that the same thing as a regular eishesish? So Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out, you have this strange lashon in the Rambam. We may have mentioned it. In the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam always lists off in the beginning of every section how many mitzvahs sesa, how many mitzvahs lo sesa there are. He starts Hilchas Shabbos, and he says there's so many mitzvahs, and he starts Alabez Gimel Dal, gives you a list of all the mitzvahs, and then he starts Perek Aleph Alahal, starts giving you the dinim, and as the prokhim go on, he's going to explain every mitzvah. The first couple of prokhim explains the first mitzvah, then he goes on to the second mitzvah in the order that he writes. And every section in the Rambam is always like that. He starts off with the mitzvah. So he starts off Hilchas Ishus about getting married. He starts mitzvah sesay, lisa isha b'ksuba b'kiddushin. It's a mitzvah to get married, b'ksuba b'kiddushin. Ksuba, the Rambam himself paskens, ksuba lav deraisa. So what kind of a lashon? It's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to get married, b'ksuba b'kiddushin. What is he mixing in? The din derabbanan and the minyan ha-mitzvahs. So Rav Soloveitchik said he doesn't think that it means ksuba, the money that you collect, k'shed tesalman o tesgarish. Ksuba means the shibude habali ishta, the sher ksus v'yoyna. It's a melitza. Ksuba means a metaphor. A melitza that means all the obligations from the husband to wife. Some of the obligations are only the rabbanon. Kurasa is only the rabbanon. Other things are only the rabbanon. Fidyoyna is only the rabbanon the Gemara has. But some of them, sher ksus v'yoyna, written in chumash. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought that that's what it means. So he thought that's what it meant in the Rambam. He thought that's what it meant in this girsa in the Gemara. If you have the Gersa in the Gemara that Pilakshma b'kiddushin, but like Ksuba, no, if we pass on the Ksuba lab der Isa, so she's a regular Eishes Isha. What's the difference between her and every other woman? B'kiddushin, but like Ksuba. Every woman is b'kiddushin, but like Ksuba. So he said, no, it means that Pilegesh, you marry the girl, and you say that you don't want to have Sher Ksus V'yana. So it's a different kind of Ishus. It's an Ishus that's not Mechayiv in Sher Ksus V'yana. The Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. Can you say Hariyat Mukudeshesli Amanoshen Lachalai Sherkus Yena? Masna Mashkas V'Tov B'Dovish B'Mamin. Masna Mashkas V'Tov B'Dovish B'Mamin. The Gemara calls it Sherkus Yena is a Dovish B'Mamin. Yeah, that's a Shaila. Rashi says only Sherkus and Oina not. Oina is not called Dovish B'Mamin. There's no money. And the Ramban disagrees with Rashi. Mishlam Mela points out the Ramban disagrees with Rashi, and he says that no. Oina is also called Dovish B'Mamin. Dovish B'Mamin means a shibud bein adam lachaveiro. So Oina is also a shibud. It's not a monetary shibud like Sher Ksus. He should pay for her food and pay for her clothing, but it's still a shibud bein adam lachaveiro. So that's called Mamayna. The Ramban says Mamayna. Yisura Mamayna means bein adam lachaveiro, and Yisura means bein adam lamokum. That's what he writes on. The what?
Sheir. Sheir is also not.
Why he has to pay? Why? He has to pay for the food. He pays for the food. The Ramban, yeah. Yeah, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam what it means, Sher Ksus V'yayna. The Rambam says that Sher means he's Mechuyev and Mezoinis Mederais, and Ksus he has to pay for clothing. And Oina means Tashmisha Misha from time to time. The Ramban says that we don't paskin like those Tanoim. We paskin that the Mezoinis and the Ksus is only with the Rabbanon. So what do you do with the Pasuk and Chumash? So he says everything means aspects of Tashmish. Oina means Tashmish. And the share and the ksus means kirabasa b'shas tashmish, and ksusa means if she wants to wear fancy begodim b'shas tashmish, wants to have a fancy bed b'shas tashmish, she doesn't want to have tashmish on the floor. So everything is all a chelik avoyna. That's the Ramban line. Everything, the Ramban HaChumash says, everything is a chelik avoyna.
The love also is lo yigor.
Yeah.
So it's not only a...
No, but it's still called the Davish HaBimamin. It's still called the Davish HaBimamin. So that's if a man is Mekadish HaRet, Mekudeshesli, Amarav Shein Lechalai Sherksis V'yena, that's a Machlekes Ramei Rab Yudah, Machlekes HaTanoim, whether she has the Sherksis V'yena or not. We happen to paskin that she does not have. We paskin like Rab Yudah, the Davish HaBimamin, Tanai Kayim, against Rab Meir. We paskin that Tanai is a good Tanai. But even Rab Meir who holds that the Tanai is not a good Tanai, that's if he says HaRet Mekudeshesli. But what if he says HaRet Pilegesh? So that's what some Rishonim have to give us in the Gemara, that's a different kind of issues, that by definition means that it doesn't have any ksuba, it means doesn't have shibudei habal liyishtoi. And the Rambam writes that you wouldn't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah, lisa ishu b'ksuba b'kiddushin. The mitzvah says that there's one mitzvah to get married and there's another mitzvah to have children. Two different mitzvahs the Rambam lists off. So the mitzvah to get married, the Rambam claims, you only fulfill if you marry an isha with whom you do have shibudei. If you're going to do this kunst, marry a girl and say, Hare Mekadesh, Hamanah Shem Lachalai Sheikh Susu Yena, the Rama holds you not yet to the mitzvah. You're only yotzei the mitzvah if you marry with a regular isha. Yeah, derivative. Yeah, the other mitzvah, like even single, even if with a single woman, he's going to fulfill derivative.
Did you kidnap
the
wife only in the Rabbanan? I missed you.
That's only in the Rabbanan, yeah.
Pigeon.
Responsible.
When she's home? When she's home, I'll give her food and clothing. But I'm not mukhiv ben atayra. I'm not mukhiv to go redeem her from the pirates who kidnapped her and want to hold me up that I should pay. That's a takana de Rabbanan.
If Pilengish would mean below Belikidushin.
No, Belikidushin, then you don't need Gerushin. No, but some Rishonim have the gear, it says Bikidushin below Ksuba. Right. Bikidushin below Ksuba, right. That's what the Ragachava had a whole shtickle theory when they were discussing before the Second World War. In Europe, they were discussing what's the status of a civil marriage. There were people, Jewish people, who were getting married civilly without having any chuppah v'kiddushin. So the shaila was later, when the marriage breaks up, is there a need for a get or not? Do you say that they're married or they're not married? It's al pidin when they write it down in the book by the justice of the peace. That doesn't make them into an eishes ish. The shaila is, but they're living together. So maybe I should say en and the bilos and bilos nus. But the living people today live b'yisr. People do bilos nus. That's a whole pilpul ahin aher. Whether civil marriage requires a get or not. So one of the Rabbonim in London, Rab Tzvi Ferber, published a sefer. He sent letters to all the Rabbonim in Europe and in America, and he writes that the Rubid say, l'chatchila we require a get for a civil marriage, but if it's a shas hatchak, you just can't get a get. So the din says, mikra din, you don't need a get. That's Rab Moshe Paskin's also. Rab Moshe had this old machlokes years ago with Rab Henkin, Duchan Lebrochus. And this sefer, Rab Ferber's sefer, is written before the Second World War. So he says the only two Rabbanim who said that you do need a get, Meikir Adin, you can't budge without a get, were Rav Henkin in New York, he writes, and the Ragachova. So Rav Henkin said, I don't know, must be lost a bit. No, so he goes, Mahalach, he explains why. Okay. And Rav Moshe disagreed with Rav Henkin about that. Rav Moshe said, but all the Rav Chaim Eiser, all the Rabbanim all over the world, they all said like that. The Chatchili need a get. And if you can't get a get, so you can remarry, the woman can remarry without a get, because they're not really married. The Ragachover gave a different time. The Ragachover said that this is apilegesh. He said apilegesh. He has an whole shtickle Torah. The Rambam writes a melech is not permitted to have more than 18 wives. A mishnah in Sanhedrin, the second parak. So the Rambam writes, das is eingerechnet the noshim with the pilakshim. The notion with the pilakshin. So the rabbit asks, what kind of pilakshin? Pilakshin beli kiddushin beli ksuba, garnish meganish. What pilakshin don't count? So you see from the Rambam also seems to have the gears of pilakshin beli kiddushin beli ksuba. No kiddushin, but still the Rambam holds that loyar b'lo noshin, that pilagish is arangerechent in the mispa. So the Pashub Shatah, Rabbeinu Yoni writes, the Pashub Shatah in that Rambam is, because the Rambam made a distinction, that's what he mentioned before, the Rambam makes a distinction between a melech and a hedyot. Only a melech is permitted to take a pilegish, and a non-melech is not permitted to take a pilegish. What's that? A melech is less holy than everybody else. A melech has more obligations. He has to have a sefer Torah with him all the time. Kesev zov liyabla liyabla noshim liyabla susmi. He has more mitzvahs than everybody else. Why should he all of a sudden have a kula? What's the pshat? So the Rabbeinu Yoni says pshat in the Rambam. Rabbeinu Yoni in the Shari Tshuva. Says pshat in the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam, says pshat. Bahavlo. But he says it beferish. That by a pilakshim is bili kedushin bili ksuba. So bili kedushin, she's not married. So the Rambam holds it today is bilas nus. But by the melech, there's a din that the melech has the right to confiscate people's property against their wishes as long as he reimburses them, as long as eminent domain, as long as he pays it back the money. So how is he koina? There's no das makna. So the answer is the melech is koina without das makna. So if the melech takes himself a wife and he doesn't do any kedushin, that's the halacha, that is kind of issues without any ma'isa kiddushin. Just like he's kind of property, without a ma'isa kinyan, without a das makna, it's in the same pasuk. In the same pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. When Shmuel HaNavi is warning the people that they shouldn't request the melech, they're in for trouble, so he says, he's going to take your daughters as pilakshin, going to take away your property, you're looking for trouble. So it's all b'neshim achas in the pasuk, in Parshas HaMelech. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yoni says. The Rambam understood the pasuk, that just like he can take karka without a das makna, without a ma'isa kinyan, he acquires ownership, so too the melech acquires issues without a Maisa Kiddushin. So that's why the Rambam holds that it's counted as one of the 18. Because by Melach there is Ishus. There's a Chalois Ishus without a Maisa Kiddushin. That's it. But the Ragachava is not learning the Rambam like that. He assumes that it's a special heta by the Melach. It's really the really a telly. It's a special heta for some strange reason. The Melach is Mutab Pilegish and the Hedyot is not. But the status of the Pilegish, whether she's a Pilegish or Melach or Hedyot, is going to be the same. What says the same? The Rambam says she's counted as one of the 18 wives. So you see that there's some kind of issues. By Pilegish, there's some kind of an issues. So he said. So the Ragachava says, if you get married civilly, does he stop Pilegish? You're living together without Beli Kiddushin, a Beli Ksuba, but you're living together, she's Miocheder. So he says, you need a get min HaTorah. Because the Rambam says it's counted as one of the 81. So he says, you need a get. Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's only by Melech. That's the Pashup of Shatnam. Rabbeinu Yonah says only by Melech. That's exactly why the Melech is Mutab Pilegish, and the Hedyot is not, because by the Melech it's not a Biaznus, he's married by the Hedyot. But the Hedyot is not married, so it's a Biaznus. But that is the Ragachava doesn't understand like that. He thinks that a Melech has a Heter Pilegish and the Hedyot does not. But the status of the Pilegish is going to be the same. That by both of them, by the Melech and the Hedyot, is going to be some kind of an issue over here, even though there was no Kiddushin. So that's the Shaila. If the wife would be Mizana, if the wife is Mizana, if an Eshish is Mizana, then she becomes Asura Labayla. So what if the Pilegish is Mizana? The Taisa says, it doesn't make sense that he should chase after her. So you're saying worse. Not only does it make sense, it will be an Isser.
Yeah.
Pilegish, that's a question. If you say Pilegshim is Bikidushin, Balik Suba is a Bikidushin. That's a regular Eshish, Avada shall be a Saita. But even if you hold Pilegish is Bikidushin, Balik Suba, the Ragachava claims like this. That's what the Dvar Avram quotes this letter from the Ragachava. And he says, as usual, we don't know what the Ragachava is talking about. That's it. They all had great respect for the Ragachava Gven Anilui, but Halacha Lamais, the bottom line, the Gdolim didn't go for his ideas. Yeah.
The definition of Kedushin, wouldn't it mean exclusivity? But there is a person in the Kari, so therefore...
That's what it means.
When we talk about Pilegish, do we mean exclusivity? Mm. We could assume by the Melech, if he takes the Pilegish, you know, he does not deal with other men anymore. So therefore, it is Kedushin in fact, whether call it or not. But from the individual, if there's no Kedushin, he takes the Pilegish, then there's no exclusivity.
Also exclusivity. No, also
Pilegish. There's Kedushin.
No, Kedushin means he gives a ring to Tariyat and Kedushin.
But whether you do it legal or whether you do the Jew or de facto.
No. If you don't have the Mishnah state, we should nicknames B'shalash Drachim. You have to have Kesef or Shtar or Biyol the Shem Kedushin.
It's exclusivity.
There is exclusivity.
So then Kiddushin.
No, still not Kiddushin. The Pashto says still not Kiddushin.
Does it affect the
civil marriage? No, civil marriage is they're living together. She's not living with anyone else. But since there was no Maisi Kiddushin in the presence of two Kashrei, the Harayat is Nishmak. If he doesn't have to say in Hebrew, he can say it in English. He doesn't have to say the bracha is not makiv. So the Kiddushin is not makiv. But you need the Kinyan, you need the Edis, and you need a Maisi Kiddushin. So in a civil marriage, you didn't have it.
Affects the children also. Difference.
No,
the children are the same. His children from the Pelagish is the same thing as the same.
Alpi Pashtus is the same. Alpi Pashtus should be the same. One of the Achrayim, I think, Rav Shloimeh Kulugan, the side of the Chash Mishpat, wants to say that it affects the children. It's a shver avort. In Hilchus Nachlus and Reish Pei Beis, the Chash Mishpat quotes the din that. You're not allowed to be Mav Nachla from one child to the other. The Pasuk only says you're not allowed to be Mav Nachla, you're not allowed to take away the Pishnayim from the Pchor. But the Gemara says more than that. So let's say I have five children and I don't like one of them. So I want to give the Yerusha to the other four and I cut him out. So the Gemara says you shouldn't do that. That's not proper. Even if one is more observant than the other, one is better to the parents than the other, you shouldn't be Mav Nachla, ain't Ruach HaCham Nechemenim. So the Shulchan quotes that then. So they ask Akasha, how come Avram Avinu did it? Yeah. Avram Avinu state, Vayitin is kol ha-shalom. V'yitzchak, levnei ha-pilakshim, ha-shali Avram nasan Avram atanos. V'yishalchim, eller it's Kedma, whatever. So how come it was Mav and Nachle from the bnei ha-pilakshim? So Reb Shlomo Kluga on the side of the Chosh Mishpah and Reish Bebe, he says like that. Does it bnei ha-pilakshim? Kiseyena liyish day noshim. If he had issues with both of them. But if one is an isha, one is a pilegish, then the relationship to the children is different. That's a pella. Anyway. The Pashta says even if she's single, let's say a man is mezana with a single girl, not even pilegesh. If he's the father of the child, so the relationship is exactly the same. Whether Reisha's son is his child. He gets the Yerusha.
There will be more. So one day consider two or consider Pelagishimus.
The Imohis, yeah.
Bill
and Zilpa.
Well, why aren't Bill and Zilpa Imohis?
They were considered
Pelagishim. Abba Mohis is not the Pelagishim. It's only if he.
That's what he's pointing out, yeah. But the children were the same. All the Shvatim were the same. Yeah, the Pashtus is.
That's the
Raya. What is the
Pashtus?
That's the general stuff. That by a civil marriage, you require a get in order that he or she should remarry. And if you just can't get a get, if it's impossible, so you revert back to the Ikar HaDin. And Ikar HaDin, we assume you don't need a get. That's how all the Rabbonim held before the Second World War, except for Rav Henkin in New York and the Ragachova.
By weddings that you have, if it's a formal conservative wedding where there aren't good witnesses, later it comes out by get or so, you usually Michael that she's not considered like she's married. No, it wouldn't be the same thing also. In there, certainly, you have already a chuppah, and it looks like they get married. You're still in all.
Yeah, but there were no kosher eitim.
Right.
You can ascertain there were no kosher eitim.
So it'll be like the same thing as a civil marriage.
Yeah. So that's the shaila again. We got a little off track over here.
Yeah.
So the Gemara quoted this: Rabbi Yosef gave a psak. The gitna boy mi bavel l'aretz yisrael, you don't need to find an eftar. So the Amoraim and Bavel were not so convinced that his psak was right. So Rabbi Yosef says, "Yeah, who says that he knows how to learn bechlal? He once did shaloi kedin." So then the Abayi says to Rabbi Yosef, "Just because he never heard of that din, sa memre, abraisa favor from abraisa doesn't appear anywhere else. Was it a shuldig? Maybe it was an adam god. La de rabbi the rabbi shalom is maskim al yodai." So they quote in the Meisim Pilegish, Begivud says that the man had a Pilegish, Vatizna, the Pilakshu, she was Mazan, and he got angry and he threw her out of the house, and she ran back to her father's home. And then the husband Atzachi Begibetan, and he chased after the wife to go schlep her back from the father's home. And then on the way back, a whole tragedy occurred. So Taisus says, what do you mean Vatizna, the Pilakshu? She was Mazan, and he chases after her to take her back. Why should he want her back? Maybe it's even awesome, Medina. But Taisus writes to Lashon, why should he want to take it back even though it's only Pilag? That's why the Amoraim understood that it's not to be understood Kipshuto. But this Nala Pilagsha doesn't mean she was Mizana. It means that there was some kind of a chisorin, that she did something wrong. So one opinion in the Gemara was Rabbi Yosef says that Zvuv Matzalah, when she served him the food, she didn't check the lettuce for bugs. He found a bug. And the other Madama says, Nima Matzalah. Nima Matzalah. So then we have a story. Rabbi Yosef met Eliyahu Anovi, the days of the Amorim. These had Gili Eliyahu. They spoke. Eliyahu Anovi sometimes appeared as a human being. So he spoke to the Amorim. So he asks, Rabbi Yosef asked Eliyahu Anovi, what is the Baruch Shalom doing now? So he says, he's learning Parsha Shoftim. The Baruch Shalom learns Tanakh.
Yeah.
Not only does he learn Gemara, he learns Tanakh. So he says, what is he learning? Pilagish Begiva. What does the Rebbeinu Shlom say? Pshat, but it's not a Pilaksha. Rebbeinu Shlom says it's a Machlokes, Rebbe Yosef bin Yizok Tazai, Rebbe Yenis bin Yizok Tazai. So he says, meaning the Rebbeinu Shlom does not Pshat. Rebbeinu Shlom does not Pshat in the Pasuk. And Yahu Navi says, Eilu Yelu Divinikim Chai, that they're both Mechavan Amitu Shalter. So that's what the Gemara says. This Rebbe Yosef, he was Givaldik. He said a Pshat. And Ashvera Pasuk that is not a Pilaksha, and the Rebbeinu Shlom concur that is correct. So Mistame, the tshuva that he sent at the Gitna by Misham Lekan, Mistame is a good tshuva, Mekenza Chalos. So that's what we learned last week. So now the Gemara now goes off on a tangent because we mentioned Pilegish Begiva, and part of the story of Pilegish Begiva was that Batizna la Pilaksha, she did something wrong. And the husband got angry, he threw her out of the house. His initial reaction was he throws the Pilegish out of the house. So what is she going to do? She's not going to sleep in the park. So she went home to her father's home. So the Gemara says, Omer Abchizde, about 6 lines from the bottom. Le'olam al the husband should never scream at his wife too much.
Shouldn't frighten her.
Yeah. He shouldn't frighten his wife. Shouldn't threaten or be too strict with his wife. because of the sisti from the story Pilegish Begiva, Shari Pilegish Begiva, he threw her out of the house when she did an avla, whatever, so their food was burnt. Nima Matzaba, or Zvuv Matzaba, there was some chisson, the world doesn't come to an end. He threw his wife out of the house, and then the whole Hishtal Shlason, the end of the story was that they almost wiped out the whole Shevet Binyamin. They came out, wiped out the whole Shevet, there was a civil war going on. So Givang Gefelach. The Hitila Kamara of Avis Nisol, there's a whole war on both sides of a losing war. So that's what the Gemara, that's, we mentioned Rabbi Yosser about the Fanan Echtam and Fanan Echtam. That's what we're learning, Fanan Echtam. So they mentioned Rabbi Yosser. Then they said, well, who says that his Pesach is reliable? Well, so Gemara says, no. He was an Adam Gadol Meyod, the Rebbe Shlom is masking because of his Taich and Pilegesh Begiva. Now the Gemara goes on a tangent about Pilegesh Begiva. The whole story came about because he threw his wife out of the house. He shouldn't have been so strict. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav, so Rav even says more, Kol Amat Lemi Yisrael B'Sof Beiso, Beiso Zawishta, means if he's too strict with his wife, Sofu Boli De Sholosh Averis. The end of the story will be, Cholila, that it may turn out that they'll violate three series of Averis, Gili Arayis, Shvichas Domim, V'Chilul Shabbos. What's that? Where did he get to the middle of nowhere? So Taisus explains, the Gili Arayis was, because in the story with the Pilegish Begiva, the end of the story was that they were Ma'anasar, all of the crazy men in the city were all Ma'anasar until she died. The woman died the next day, then the husband got angry and he cut up her body. It's a whole strange story. The whole story is wild. Cut up her body and he sent it to all of the Shvatim and they made the whole war. So that was Gefelach Gilei Arayis. Then there was Shvichas Domim, there was Mamash, a civil war, they were killing each other. And where's the Chilul Shabbos? The Taisus quotes, Shalosh Averis, says the Mirasko Shalosh Averis, and the Sefer Seder Olam is a history book by the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Gemara says Stam Seder Olam is Rabbi Yossi. The Seder Olam Amar, it says in the Medrash, it's not really a Medrash, in the history book, Osa Yom Pilagish Begiva Shabbos Hoyo. Happened to be Shabbos when he threw his wife out. And they did Malachas also. When he threw his wife out, and when they were Ma'anis or whatever, but part of the story happened on Shabbos. And not only was the Gilei Arayis and Shvichas Domim, there was Chilul Shabbos too. Okay. So the Gemara says that Chalila can come the day Gimel Averis Achamuris. These three Gimel Averis Achamuris.
Maybe it's not connected at all, but this is the story of Pilegesh Begiva. Rav says he can come Boledei Shalosh Averis, being, as we mentioned before, Amat Aleima. It doesn't necessarily have to be in the
Lord. But what did he have on Chil Shabbos? He should have said other things. Then Taisus quotes, Rabbi Hananel has a different gears because it's Modna, Chil Shabbos. So the Gemara should explain because Pilei B'Yiva was on Shabbos. And it sounds a little funny. There was Gili Arayis, there was Shvichas Domim, and then they didn't wash Negel Vassal. How did Chil Shabbos fit in with Gili Arayis and Shvichas Domim? The third one should be Goran Isachama. Oh, so that's the other Girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel Kosav. The Gimel Averis are different. It was Gili Arayis Shvichas Domim V'Chilul Hashem, not Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shin. So they thought that it was Chilul Shabbos. It's really Chilul Hashem. That's the Girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel. That was really Chilul Hashem. The whole thing was a Chilul Hashem. The whole wild story was a Chilul Hashem. All right. So the moral of the story is that you have to treat your wife nicely. You're not allowed to scream at your wife. Because the next Gemara is going to say Eid Menachai. They're referring to the next Gemara. If the Gemara now is talking about what may possibly, is Rabbi Yudah Marab saying about what may turn out? So the Gemara says what may turn out. It may turn out that they'll eat Eid Menachai. So why does he say only Gilei Arayis Shvichas Domim Chilul Hashem? So it must be that he's referring to Pilegesh Begiva, not that Rav Yudah Marav is stop making a memory of what may possibly turn out. More things may turn out, but he's talking, the Maaseh Shehoyah had these three things. He's not talking Bizman Hazeh, what may happen. All things, he can violate Kol HaTorah Kulo. He may come today Kol HaTorah Kulo from being too makbid. Omer Rabba Baba Chana, Hodi Amri Rabbanon, what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Shlosh, Mishnah Shabbos, Shlosh, Adva Masach, Adva Masach, Adva Masach, Pesach, Shabbos, Simcha Sheikho, before Shgiya, the husband has to tell his wife three things. He has to ask her, Isartem, will you mafrish maisris? And Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat any food if you're not mafrish maisris. In Chutzal Aretz, let's say I buy cake or cookies from the bakery, and I know that it's kosher bakery, but they're not mafrish challah, So lachatchilish mimafish challah before Shabbos and Yom Tov. But for the Eved, if you didn't, so nishke ferlach, because the Gemara says challah chutzlars oichel b'heilach. Da kach mafish, you can eat up all the cake, all the cookies, leave a little bit over, and after Havdalah, then you can be mafish challah. Take a little bit off his challah and leave a little bit left that you're gonna eat. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is no such heta eichel b'heilach. Even on those in Yonim of Hafrasha that are only midirabbanan. Let's say Maisa Yerik is only midirabbanan l'chol adeyus. In Eretz Yisrael, still there's no kula. Eichel b'helach v'achakach mafish. Eretz Yisrael, our Mishnah is in one place writes like that. That eichel b'helach v'achakach mafish applies to all trumas and maises that are only midirabbanan. So Nishmir Shabbos Kolchas, he quotes this in a footnote in one place, and he said it's against halacha. It's not true. The Gemara says that this kula only applies poshup shad. The kula only applies on chalas chutzlarts, which is more kal than all other trumas and maises that are derabbanan in Eretz Yisrael. Special kula. So in Eretz Yisrael, the husband has to ask his wife, Isartem, we mafresh maises. If she's not mafresh the maises, they just won't be able to eat the food on Shabbos. The chicken, you don't have to be mafresh maises, doesn't grow from the ground. But the fruits and the vegetables and the melons and everything else, if they're not mafresh maises, they just can't eat it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mafresh on Shabbos. Then he should ask, hey, Raftem? He should ask his wife, Beloshen Kovit. Hey, Raftem? It's a little strange. If he's asking his wife, why does he say Beloshen Rabin?
It's a king's
parents. To the wife. Yeah. The parents. There's more than one wife. Okay. That could be. No, look, you should speak to your wife in the first person. Beloshen Neuchach, yeah. I don't know.
It's a straight base.
I said that.
Panche base, whoever they are. Okay. The workers in the house. All the workers. Yes. Could
maybe
be. Erev, that means, did they make an Erev? Tosfos discuss what's for an Erev. The Rashi said, the last Rashi on the Yomid, Eruvi Chatzeris. So Taisus chapters the Rashi that it's not always gehalten. What's the difference? Taisus says, no, it must mean Eruvi Tchumin. It has nothing to do with Eruvi Chatzeris. How do you know? Because Taisus quotes Azoi Shteit in the Gemara, and Bama Madlikin. The Gemara asks a stira between the two Mishnais and the same peg. One Mishnah says, the husband should ask the wife and the Bnei Beiso, Samach Lachashecha. Erev Shabbos Machashecha means before the Shkiyah. Did you make the Erev? In other words, you must make the Erev before the Shkia. Once it becomes Shkia, Bein HaShmashes, you're not allowed to make an Erev. Then the Mishnah says weiter. Safik HaShecha, Safik Enich HaShecha. What do you do during Bein HaShmashes state? Marvin? You are allowed to make an Erev. So if you're allowed to make an Erev, so why does it say over here, Erevtem, that you have to make it before? So I would have thought, Lechatchila, Avadi, you have to make it, Betty, you should make it before, but you're going to rely on a Kula. So the Gemara doesn't say my Terev. The Gemara doesn't say my teretz. The Gemara, my mama can ask the kasha. The Gemara says the word Eraftim can mean two things. Eruvi Chatzeris, to be allowed to carry in the area, or Eruvi Tchumen, if you want to go to hear a chazan or to hear a shir or whatever, to Sudas Mitzvah, to go Chutz L'Tchum. So which is Mochomer? So the Gemara says one of them can only be made with Bo Yom, and you have no kula, you're not allowed to do it Bein HaShmashes. It's an Issa Chomer to make an Erev on Shabbos. It's all the Rabbanon, though. The whole Issa making a leaving an Erev, a Tchumen, or a Ruvi Chatzeris. You're dealing just with a Din de Rabbanon. But you don't say Safik Bein HaShmashes. You're not Mekel on both. You only Mekel on one, not on the other. So which one is Mohammed and which? Are they Ruvi Chatzeris or they Ruvi Tchumen? A Ruvi Tavshilin? No, this goes Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. No, that would be Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, you're making it. No, but it says Erev Shabbos. No, this is in Bama Madlikin. If it would be in Beitzah, in the second Perek in Beitzah, then it could be Eruve Tavshila. No, this is Masechah Shabbos, goes on every week on Erev Shabbos. So Eraptim. So Taisus quotes the Gemara, there are two Eraptim. One Eraptim, one Erev can be Erev Chatzeris to be able to carry. One Erev is Eruve Tchumen to be permitted to go Chutzal Tchum. So the Gemara says that one is much more common than the other. So the one that's more chomer must be done with Bod Yom. We would not be makel to do it Bein HaShmashes. And the other one, which is less chomer, that you can do Bein HaShmashes. So which is more chomer? They're both the Rabbanan. How do you know which is more chomer? So the Gemara Taisus explains why. Behind the Mishum, the last two lines. Behind the Mishum, Eruv Etchumen is more chomer. Eruv Etchumen must be done before Shkia. If you didn't make the Eruv Etchumen before Shkia, we are not makel. You wouldn't make it Bein HaShmashes. Masheni ken Eruv Chatzeres. That you can do Bein HaShmashes. Why? So Taisus says, because there's one opinion in the Gemara that Tchum Shabbos is a Din Deraisa. And even though we don't pass like that, but at least there's an Asmachta on a Pasuk. At least there's an asmacht on a pasuk. Al yetzi ish memkomo. By yom hashvi goes not to go chutz l'tchum. The Pesach says, "Ani mishum deviruv v'tchum emachmirin fei sheyesh lo asmach min hapasuk." It sounds like it's only with the rabbanon. But you have an asmachta. A din de rabbanon that has an asmachta is more chomer than a din de rabbanon that doesn't have an asmachta. That's how the Prima Gadim writes. It's only a din de rabbanon, but it has an asmachta. So you see, beferish that asmachta doesn't stop mean. You can take a chumash and make a gematria whatever you want. You can make an asmachta, but a rashi tevis. No, that's not. That's not. That doesn't make it more chomer just because you have a pikchis and you figure it out. See, that just to remember the din. A din de rabbanon with an asmachta chashuva means that it sounds like that's what the mashmos of the pasuk is. It means when the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the pasuk to Moshe Rabbeinu, this was the hidden meaning. He dictated the pasukim in such a way that there's a pshuta shal mikra, and there are many other levels of interpretation in the pasuk on the level of the raisa, and then there's also a hidden meaning that was intended, that was the ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom, there should be such a din, but he didn't want that it should be a din de raisa. And he was hoping, the Rabbanu Shalom was hoping and praying that the Chachamim in some generation would come up with the Einfeld to make such a takana de Rabbanon. When they make such a din de Rabbanon, that's more chomer than another din de Rabbanon that has no asmachta. Because this, you see that this is really the ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom. That's called an asmachta chashuva. As opposed to asmachta sheina chashuva, that just means just to remember the din. That's what the Ritvo and Rosh Hashanah writes on Daft Zayin, that those who say that all the asmachas that the Chachamim had for dinim de Rabbanon are just to remember the dinim, he writes, Tzorach B'dika Achrav. You have to check to find out there must be a pikurs in there. Because that's not what it is. An asmachta chashuva, Hasten said. You have an asmachta chashuva. It means more than just lezich and var mi'alma. It means that this was really the ratzon, this is really the intention of the Rabbanu Shalom. So that's what Tosis writes over here. Tosis has in Beitzu also like that about muktzah, even if your muktzah is only the Rabbanon. Muktzah l'achil is only the Rabbanon. But muktzah l'achil is more chomer than muktzah l'tiltul. There are two dinim of muktzah. There's one din you're not allowed to move around something that's muktzah. There's another din you're not allowed to eat food that's muktzah. So the Gemara is beferish that muktzah l'achila is more chomer than muktzah l'tiltul. So if you have muktzah l'achila is there, I said there was one opinion in Psochim, and Daf Mem Vav, that muktzah l'achila is there. Rashi passes like that. Rashi claims that that's where Rabbah holds achana the Rabbah. So if you have muktzah l'achila is there, I said, how do you understand why it's more chomer? The muktzah l'tiltul, muktzah l'tiltul is only gzeirah shema yotzi. But if you hold that they're both the Rabbanah, and Taisus and all the Rishonim disagree with Rashi, that the maskanos ha'sugim sochem dafim and vav is that muktzah l'achila is also only the Rabbanah. So this is the Rabbanah, this is the Rabbanah. So manishtana, why is it machomer? The Taisus says no, because muktzah l'achila has an asmachta in the pasuk. Ve'ichinu eis ha'she yaviu, eis ha'she tofu eifu. Even though that's not what the pasuk means, but there is an asmachta chashuva there. That's the marker for the din of muktzah. So a din de rabbanon that has an asmachta chashuva is more common than a din de rabbanon that doesn't have an asmachta chashuva. So that's what Tosfos Chep is Rashi. It happens that the Gemara does say, Rabbi Mavlikin, that this expression in the Mishnah, a raftem, is not referring to a ruvi chatzeris. A ruvi chatzeris, he can even make bein hashmashes. It's only referring to a ruvi kumen. The eruvet kumen must be made likuva before bein hashmashes. You cannot do it bein hashmashes. So the three things that you have to ask is, the two things you ask, Isartem, were they marfish maises, Eiraftem, did they make the Erev, and then the Tzivui had Likos on there. So the Gemara says that when the husband is speaking to the wife, or to Pnei Beis, or whoever it is, so Rabbi Babachana says, Tzorach lememrinu b'nichusa, he should say it calmly. He shouldn't scream. He comes home and starts screaming. Did you set the Shabbos clock? Did you set the lights? Did you do this? Did you do that? The Gemara says you should say b'nichusa ke'echad l'kabla minay. Because we said before that the husband should never be matalemi yisera b'sof des. Rav Goldvig, Sachan Lavaracha, always used to tell over the story that one of the men who was learning in the Kotel in front of his yeshiva, Mnei Brak, went to ask the Chazanish that his wife always gets angry at him every Friday afternoon when he's about to leave the shul, and he says, Sartam, he always says, why? Sartam, Miraftam, Hadlikasaneh, so din in the Mishnah, you have to say, he always says it to his wife, and he always says it, Benichusa, and he says, his wife always screams, she gets so angry. So the Chazanish says, describe to me the rest of the picture. So he describes, the wife has five children, and they're all running around the house, and he was there learning in the curl, then he goes to the mikveh, he comes home for 2 minutes, then he takes his towels, and he goes to shul, he says, goodbye. Sartre Ravna says, what kind of Sartre Ravna? You have to take care of the children, you have to spend a few hours at home. And then you say, Bini Chusa. Sartre Ravna, you just come in for 5 minutes and you give instructions and you leave, even if it's going to be Bini Chusa. That's not Bini Chusa.
No, it's not Bini Chusa.
There used to be one of his Mishonim with the Chazanish, the way the Chazanish has described the rest of the story. He said, das heißt nicht Bini Chusa. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ashi, no, lo shmili hod the Rabbi Baba Chana." Rabbi Baba Chana was an early Rambam from the first generation. Rabbi Baba Chana was a contemporary of Rabbi Yechanan. He has machlokesim with Rabbi Yechanan. So he says, "I never heard Rav Ashi was a later. Rabino Rav Ashi was Sefer at the end of the Amoron." Rav Ashi says, "I never heard that Rabbi Baba Chana said it, but I understood it on my own. He figured out the same answer. The kiyamtiya misvar. I know on my own that you have to say bnei chusa." That if he's gonna, common sense, if he's gonna be mocked the b'toch beiso, the husband is gonna scream too much, he's gonna be mocked too much on the wife and on the children, it's not gonna be good. Amar Abba, the oil of Ayatul Lod may miser b'toch beiso. This already doesn't go on the wife, this goes on the other people in the house. You should never scream too much, you shouldn't be too strict on the members of the household. Shari Adam Godl, he to lay miser b'toch beiso. And because he was screaming and angry, hechilu dover godel, and they gave him mamish tray for food. They gave him tray for flesh. And who is it? Sigven Atana. Umana, who is the Adam godel? Rechanina ben Gamliel. Shay. Beg the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain. Beg the Gemara, hechilu salka daitach. Can it be that he screamed and they gave him tray for food? He said he's hungry and they didn't have any food. He said, Where's the food? So they gave him tray for food. So the Gemara says, how can it be? Echilu, Salka Taitach, how can it be? We know the story of Rav Pinchas ben Yair in the first Perek in Chulin, that his donkey, Chamorosh Rav Pinchas ben Yair, didn't want to eat Nishge Maiset. He didn't want to eat Nishge Maiset Tevel. If the behemoth didn't eat, tzadikim atzmon lo kol shekein. Tzadikim atzmon lo kol shekein. How can it be that the Adam God Latane made a mistake and he ate tray for food? Hello, Zog the Gemara. No, you have to be magi of this story. What it means was biksha lachiv adav gadol. They almost gave him tray for food, and then the last minute he didn't eat the tray for food. So the Gemara says, umayni, who was this story? It was Avim and Achai. That's what Tosis refers to before. He came home and he said, Where's the supper? There's no food. I'm hungry. There's no food. Bikulter. So he took some tray for flesh. And then they were about to feed him Avim and Achai. And then he realized that it wasn't. So then he didn't eat. Yeah. That's how Rashi says. They lost. They were Pashea. They lost the meat.
Why are you called Avim?
Ev Menachai, Mistama, because it's even also for Bnei Noyach. If it's Dam Nevela, Trefus, Goy can eat Nevela, Trefus. Ev Menachai is even also for Bnei Noyach. So here the famous Tosis has the comment, the same Tosis in Psochim. A few places there, they list off all the places where the Tosis appears. The Gemara says, it can never happen, Min HaShemayim, they'll always protect the tzaddikim, they'll prevent the tzaddikim from violating the Avera. No tzaddik ever did an Avera in the history of the world. So Taisus Rechen Zois, there was Yehuda ben Tabai once killed an aid, and then it turned out it was Eid HaSheker, and he killed an innocent man. And the Gemara says that he used to go cry on his grave every day that he was guilty, he was responsible for his death. And the Gemara says that once Amais is Shohaya, that they paskin wrong, that an Eved is a Ladi, an Eved was a Koyin, and it came out wrong. Another fellow ate before Havdalah, all kinds of things. And another person was eating on Yom Kippur. By mistake, they didn't know what day was Yom Kippur, so all the people in Babel were eating on Yom Kippur. And they still made Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi Ariyah in Eretz Yisrael. So they thought that the Luach was in such a way that Yom Kippur is going to be this way, this day, and then the Shluchim came after Yom Kippur and it came out that they all ate on Yom Kippur. So Tosfos says you have so many Gemaras that Tzadikim, everybody was involved and they all did Aveir. So Tosfos says no. Amir Rabbeinu Tam, the top line of Tosfos, Amir Rabbeinu Tam, that the only time the Gemara says, and of course, Baruch Meir Takol HaYodim is only a Takol of Macholos Asuris. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Shmuel Kar Vehito. This quotes on top. Rabbi Shmuel once on Shabbos He was learning Lior HaNer, because the Mishnah says you're not allowed to read Lior HaNer. Right, Shemayata. So he said, well, I'm going to forget that it's Shabbos. I'm a Tana, how can I forget? And then he got so engrossed in learning, he forgot, and he was Mechal Shabbos, and he fixed the light. So Taisa says, only by Mida Dachila we say like that. The stomach, because the Pasuk says that you shouldn't eat Macholos Asuris, and it's Mason Bone, and it's missing the Aleph. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash that when you eat Macholos Asuris, it's Metamte Misalev. It's Metamte Misalev. It says it's Metamte Misalev even if you eat it Beheter. Rashi on Chumash quotes the Medrash, the Ramah quotes this in Yeridei, Simen Pei Aleph. The Ramah quotes this Medrash that Rashi quotes. When Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby, and Basia Baspar took him out, so he was crying, someone had to nurse him, so they gave him to the Noshim HaMitzvias, and he wouldn't drink. Until they got, Miriam said, should I go get one of the Noshim HaMitzvias? And then he drank. So why didn't he want to drink from the milk from the Goyish women? So he should drink the milk that they ate Macholos Asuris. These goyim, the goyish women ate trade for food, and whatever food you eat has a hashpo on the milk. The milk is kosher anyway. So it is all the milk, because what the woman eats is one thing, but the milk that comes out, it's a difference. This milk is going to taste like, if the woman had oranges, it's going to taste like orange juice. If the woman had carrots, it's going to taste like carrots. It's going to be different. But still, all the milk is kosher, strictly speaking. Cholav isha is kosher, so what's the difference? So the answer is, even though it's beheta goma, but still, Macholos Asuris is metamta misalev, even if it turns out to be beheta, it's still not proper to do it. That's why Moshe has a tshuva about, let's say you have these pills. We were talking the other day. Let's say you have pills that are mamish macholos asuris, mamish treif. So Rav Moshe says, avada you should get with a hashgacha. You should get it with a hashgacha. But he says, if you don't have with a hashgacha, you can't get, or it's too expensive, or it's not as powerful. And then he says, strictly speaking, it's mutter, nipsa machilas adam is mutter, so you can eat it. So if it's mutter, it's only an issue that rabbanim because of achshave, but if the person takes it for the food, then there's no achshave, so there isn't even an issue rabban. So if it's mutter, so why do you have to try to avoid it? Why should you try to get without hashgacha? So the answer is because it's metamta misalev, even if you eat it beheter, it's still metamta misalev. So lechatchila should try to avoid it. So the mistama, that's what Taisis means over here. Taisis says that the only time HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting the tzaddikim, they shouldn't have a shaloi tova takol ayodim by mida dachila. Eating on Yom Kippur, Taisa says, but one of them was eating on Yom Kippur. They say, no, that's not trade for food. That's kosher food.
Because they held another day Yom Kippur, didn't they?
So they made a mistake.
So they made a mistake.
They thought Yom Kippur was another day. So Taisa Sanad Gemara writes that they didn't violate any Aveira, because the Pasuk says, El Ma'arashem Shetikra Osam, and it's Mit Nechasav Ab Atem Atem Afilam Mutin. Even if you made a mistake, that's also good. So that's a Pella, the Shagasari. Yeah, Bezin declared by mistake. Bezin made the wrong calculations, or they had 80 Sheker, who fooled them, whatever. But if Bezin declared that Rosh Hashanah is on such a day, maybe Yom Kippur is on such a day, and all the Yidin and Bavel had a bad Luach, and they thought it's on the other day, what kind of atam afilu mutim? What do you mean? That in Eretz Yisrael Yom Kippur is on Wednesday, and in Bavel Yom Kippur is on Thursday? How can it be? What do you mean atam? How can it be two different days? You can't mach Shabbos hazich. So it's same Yom Kippur for everybody. So pella diketais. So the Pashup Shad and Gemara is not like this. The Pashup Shad, they all ate on Yom Kippur. They were all chayiv chatas.
Later.
No, they got the next day.
The Gemara says it came the next day. The Shliach Bezin came the next day. He came on Yom Kippur. Oh, what did he come? Came
after Yom Kippur.
Wherever it was. So he said, Basin Tavshila de Bavloi, Bitsai Maraba de Marover. The Bavloim were eating delicious machon, they were eating cholin, on Tzai Merabah de Marova, on Yom Kippur, on the great fast day of Eretz Yisrael, and we were fasting in Eretz Yisrael, and they were eating cholin, they were eating kugel. Basin Tavshila de Bavloi. So that's what Taisa says, that it's only a genai, ule tzadikim, if you have macholas asur.
Isn't there a shot on Shabbos that by a chayla, if you have a choice to feed a meat, get that meat with a shechem, with a
How come?
Which is better to give the pilot?
Yeah, the Gemara says Yishech. Shecht in L'chayla B'Shabbos, Yishech, rather than feed him Yedela.
That's
right.
All right.
No, that's it. So the Rishonim ask why, if you're going to Shech, if you're going to Shech, you're going to be Mechal Shabbos. Mechal Shabbos is in Issa Kuris and Issa Nisan. Yedela is only in Issa Lav. And the Gemara says, when you have a case of a pikuach nefesh, you have to do an averis. So you should try to do the lesser averis. How come you shech be do chilul Shabbos? Why don't you eat the nevela already? So the Rishonim.
One guy does the chilul Shabbos.
What?
Yeah. But this is only a
averis. But that's an inyan. But that's alpidin. Alpidin chilul Shabbos is still machom. That's why the Rishonim asked the kasha. Chilul Shabbos is still machom. So even though there is an Indian that has been tamtam is alive, but it does make macholos asuras more common than Shabbos. So the Rishonim ask the kasha and they give various terutz. It's an esek halacha l'maisa. What's the, which is the answer that we accept la halacha?
If the deny was because of tamtam is alive,
it
must have
been that's a deal by chavashuk mitzvah. What? No, that's stam skul al yudai.
I mean, if that's the reason why it's worse, because Metamtam Salev. So what do I care about the Hamar? Stami was an Eidel HaChamar. He didn't eat Gezel. He didn't eat Gezel. I don't know. I have a Gemara that has Ha'oris on the side. I guess most Gemaras don't have. I have a Gemara on the left-hand side of this Tosfos. They write Akasha. I have it printed in the Gemara. I guess most Gemaras don't have. That there's a Nesivus, here it says, the Nesivus in Reish Lama Dalet has a famous comment. He has a Rambam, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, Reish Lama Dalet. He has a Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, where the Rambam writes the following. I sold you food. You're making a party, making a Sheva Brachas, whatever, and I have a store. I have a butcher shop, I have a grocery shop, and I sold you food. Then later on, it turns out that the food is not kosher. By mistake, I gave you non-kosher food. Mamish Mekach Toi. So you give me back the food, I give you back the money. What happens if you ate the food already? Slach HaMais, you can't give it back. So the Rambam says, so what? It's still a Mekach Tos. So I'm still, I can't give it back. I'm still entitled to get my money back. So then the Rambam says, if it's Macholos Asuras Deraisa, there's no mocker in the Gemara for this. The Rambam writes, and he doesn't write Yeroyali. Usually the Rambam writes Yeroyali. He just writes it then. Maybe it's a Yushalmi or something. I don't know. So he writes, if it was Macholos Asuras Deraisa. But if it's Macholos Asuras Derabbanan, then it depends. If you didn't eat it yet, so you give it back and I'll give you back your money. If you ate it already, you can't get back your money. What's the difference? If he says it's a Mekach Toes, even if it's Treif Deraisa, you say it's a Mekach Toes, even if you ate it up, you still get your money back because the Kenyan wasn't Chal. Maybe you'll pay me Mashenenis. Maybe you'll pay me a little bit. I mean, you ate the steak. So maybe you have to pay me a little bit mashenemis. Okay, the Rambam doesn't go into that. But still, if you consider that a mekach tos, so why should it be less of a mekach tos if it's macholos asuras derabanan? So it's a strange Rambam. So the Nesivus, the Mechaber quotes the Rambam without any comment. So the Nesivus has a famous comment on that Rambam. He says, oh, the Rambam is saying the following, that an Issa derabanan is only an Issa gavra, it's not an Issa chepse. The hasvara nasenis, the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. So he when he created the world, he put in physical properties into the world, and he put in spiritual properties. So when the Rabbanu Shalom said that Nevela is a treifus and Behemoth Tameya is treif, so he put in spiritual properties that has a negative effect on the neshama. Hashem came after Chachamim want to declare that something is Macholos Asuras with the Rabbanu. Did the Chachamim have the courage to change the Teva Ha'ilam? It says you have to listen to what they say. You're not allowed to violate. Like the most it can be is an Issa Gavra. How can you say that it's an Issa Cheftze? That when the Chachamim make an Issa Derabbanan, that they change the Teva Ha'olam, that they put in negative spiritual properties into the food. So since it's only an Issa Gavra, so if the person ate it with B'shegeg, without realizing that he did anything wrong, there's Mamish no Aveira. He didn't do anything wrong. So it comes out that he got his money's worth. If I sold you the tray for food with the Rabbanan and you ate it in all honesty and sincerity, thinking that it was kosher, and it turns out that it was Macholos Asuras Derabbanan, so Lamais, it turns out you didn't do any Aveira. The Taka was kosher. It's only an Issa Gavra. If you know you're being Mamre, you're violating the Tzivoy Yav HaCham. But if you don't realize that you're doing anything wrong, then there's no avera whatsoever. That's what the Nesivus writes.
According to Nesivus, I think, how not feel an opposite, it would make a difference
No, make a difference.
What do you say?
No, on a level of the Rabbanon, if I didn't eat it yet, now that it's I find out that I'm not allowed to eat it, so now I can't eat it. So now I can't. So now I can't use it. I buy an automobile and it doesn't work. So it doesn't work. So it's a mekachtos. It's broken. So I bought food and it's broken. I bought food and I can't eat it. But if I bought the food and I ate it and it worked, and it was kosher too. Since it was only the Rabbanon, so it's only Nisa Gavra, so if you did it b'shogeg Ein Tzorach Kapara, that's what he said. So the Nesivus doesn't say that all the Tanaim and all the Amoraim and all the Rishonim, he says that that's pshat in the Rambam. And he gives a Gishmak a Hezber, he says, how can you possibly imagine that it could be Nisa Chepza? How can a Chachamim create a change in the Teba Ha'olam? They can't create Yesh Me'ayin Shin. He says this is the pshat in the Rambam. So the Birkei Yosef has a long list of kashas against that Rabbi Chito has in the Sefer Birkei Yosef a long list of kashas. So this is one of the kashas. Here on the side they don't write, but I think the Birkei Yosef has this kasha. The Taisis lists off a series of cases when they ask the kashas. How can the Gemara say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einem Evi Takol Al Yedei Tzadikim HaKal V'Chaymer from the Behemtim Shel Tzadikim? Ah, you find this Tana was once Machal Shabbos and the other one once did this Aver and that Aver. And Ois Girechen from the Aver says that one of the Amoraim forgot and he ate before Havdalah. He ate before Havdalah. So the Chido asked Akasha, eating before Havdalah is not a Nisa Derais, it's only Nisa Derabbanon. So if he ate B'Shoigeg, according to the Nesivus, the Eretz Tzorach Kapara, it's not even Aver. So what do you mean? Why did Taisis even consider it Akasha? That they had to come on to the Rabbin and Tam Shtikal Terev the Teretz, that it's only by Macholas Asuras that are treif. But kosher food, Bizman, that you're not allowed to eat, like eating on Yom Kippur, or eating before Abdullah, kosher food, so then you don't say. So the Chlavnish can kosher. Eating on Yom Kippur, that's an Isa Derais. But eating before Abdullah, since it's only an Isa Derabbanon, so you should say, since he did it B'Shegek, he forgot. So it's not even counted as an Aver. So that's not called a Takola. So you see Akasha against the Nesivus. It's Akasha, it's not Akasha against the Nesivus. You see that Taisus doesn't agree with the Nesivus of Pshat and the Rambam. Taisus has the right to disagree. Taisus doesn't agree with the Nesivus of Pshat, but it's still the Nesivus has the right to say it on the Rambam. There's some people who give Ashgachas on food, so they'll write down that you're allowed to eat the food and they'll sign a name. Because they know that it's only treif midirabon, and it's not treif midatera, and you won't know that it's treif. So you don't know. Right. So it's b'shege. So it's b'shege. So you're allowed to eat that. I remember I was once talking to a Talmid Chacham who was involved in Ashgachas many years ago, 25 years ago. So I said, you mean to say that someone would do like this? They'll give Ashgachas. So he said, he doesn't. Absolutely, he doesn't. The Pashto says that it's certainly not proper. What kind of Ashgachas? Ashgacha means that I'm telling you not just that this is like, according to the Sivis, you have to say the same by Tumah. When there were guys at Tumah with the Rabbanon, it's not really Tumah, it's make-believe Tumah. You have to act as if it were Tumah. The din on the Gavra to act as if it were Tumah, but it's not that it's really Tumah. How can they... Okay, but I'm not giving a hechsher on it.
By giving it to you,
that's a special.
The Gemara says that it's had to go. The Gemara says that it had to go. Yeah. But still, if you say that you're giving a hechsher doesn't only mean that you're allowed to eat it. A hechsher means that it's really kosher.
Hechsher means he would also eat it.
No. Yeah, that I would eat it. That I would eat it. Yeah.
No.
I'm not allowed to eat it because I know that it's not kosher. Right? So that's what the Gemara says, that a person should be careful, shouldn't be too makted. A person should not... The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos that sometimes it's important for the father to get angry at the children and to scream and to give them patch. And the Gemara talks about getting... That's done. Kachnim Galocha.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm not giving a hechsher on it.
By giving it to you, I guess it's a special.
The Gemara says that it had to gomer. The Gemara says that it had to get. Yeah. But still, if you say that you're giving a hechsher means hechsher doesn't only mean that you're allowed to eat it. Hechsher means that it's really kosher.
Hechsher means he would also eat it.
No. Yeah, then I would eat it. Then I would eat it. Yeah. I'm not allowed to eat it because I know that it's not kosher. Right? So that's what the Gemara says, that a person should be careful, shouldn't be too makdish. A person should not. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos that sometimes it's important for the father to get angry at the children and to scream and to give them petch. And the Gemara talks about getting angry at his wife also. The Gemara talks about getting angry at the wife. Lahatul eimo alishto. So the Gemara says that sometimes it's important. But then the Gemara says he's not allowed to get angry. Kol ha'koyis and meshabekele mechamosi kilo avid avid azara. So you have to act as if, the person has to act as if he's angry. But still, the Gemara here is limiting it. So the Gemara says he has to make believe as if he's angry a little bit. But eimo yaseira, the Gemara talks about eimo yaseira, that's not allowed. Because all the kilkulim come out. A little bit strict you have to be, but you have to figure out what's the shear, what's called a little strict and what's called too much, too strict. Yeah. So now the Gemara goes back to a Zaitige topic again. Rabbi Avyosa, we are learning b'fananechtam for the last half a year. So the Gemara quoted a psak of Rabbi Avyosa, what if the get originated from Bavel? And it was sent to Eretz Yisrael, what do you need b'fan anechta? So Rabbi Avyosa said, but Rabbi said, you don't need b'fan anechta, that both reasons don't apply. Shchichi, people are traveling back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they know the Shema, and they know already in Bavel that they have to write the Shema, so neither chashash apply. So then the Gemara was discussing, can we rely on this Rabbi Avyosa? Does he know how to learn? He once made a mistake and he sent a letter with a pasuk and he didn't make sirtus. So the Gemara now talks a footnote. They didn't have footnotes. They should have put footnotes and brackets. So, well, no, that this on the bottom of the page. So the Gemara now goes me'inyin le'inyin, a footnote on the sirtut, that there were other Amoraim who knew the din, and when they sent letters with psukim, they used to do sirtut. Rabbi Avyosa didn't know, but the others talk and knew the din. And derech agav, when the Gemara is going to give, the Gemara is just giving you the case because we mentioned Rabbi Avyosa sent a letter with a pasuk without a sirtut. And the other Amoraim did it with Sirtut. And Taisus quotes here, the Taisus on his Bava Mabeis quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi that has many cases. Where is it? In Perek Megillah. He thought Perek Bas in the Megillah, the Talmud Yerushalmi has many Amoraim who sent letters and they quoted Psukim, so they were all makbet to make Sirtut. So Derach Agav, the Gemara here is going to tell a story about a pasuk with a Sirtut, and they're going to tell you an important din also here that doesn't appear anywhere else. Shalach Le Mar Ukva the Rebbe Lozer. He sent the following shaylah, b'neyodim ha'om di malai, the people are chipping me, they're annoying me, and I can't take it, I can't stand it. U'biyodi lemosim la'malchus, and I have an opportunity to do mesira. I want to get the government to put them in jail. They cheat on income tax. The cheating on income tax doesn't affect me. But every time I go out to give a drosh and shul, he screams. Every time I say a psak, he's mevazim me. So I want to get rid of this guy, so I want to put him in jail on the income tax evasion. Am I allowed to do that? Because he's annoying me very much. Then he ordered him home, they malai, they chepen me. Shaloike did. They have no right to chepen me. Ubi yodi, and I have him. My ability, the Muslim la malchus, because they violated. The malchus is not going to put him in jail for being the vaza of the rabbi. The malchus is going to put him in jail for other good to mice and titan that he does, that he doesn't pay tax, whatever. So Mahu, what's the halacha? Is there a heter to do mesira to get rid of him or not? Sirte the cost of life. So Rabbi Loza sent him back a letter. He was going to quote a pasuk, so he made sirte. He knew the din, so he writes, Amar ti yeshmo derocha mechatoy b'lishoyni, yeshmo l'pi machsom b'yod rosha l'negdi. That you're not allowed to close your mouth, macha shvayt. What's the havamina? Or something, but this is only grammar tzicha. They may kill him. The grammar tzicha. So that's a shaila. Are you permitted to do grammar tzich on a person is chai misa b'deshmai? I'm not the best in shamayla, so I'm not allowed to give misa mamish. But maybe grammar tzich is mutter. Maybe grammar tzich is mutter. Shaila. There's such a strange gemara in the second parak in Bava Basra. That whenever, and some rishonim say like that, I'm not gemara, strange gemara. That whenever there's a psachi misa b'deshamayim, then you're permitted to do grammar tzich. Very strange. Maybe that was a shaila. I don't know.
That's something we learned once. Shimon ben Yochai, I think he came out and he had to make a living for his son, and he pointed over who committed the murder the night before, and then they came and they took him away, and Eliyahu stopped appearing to him. We learned that Gemara once.
Eliyahu, I never told him that it's not a nice job for a nice Jewish boy.
Should
get a better job. Yeah.
Same thing.
No. That was a different thing. That's not Masira. Did Rishonim say that? That's not Masira. Those guys were mamish guilty of crime.
Uh-huh.
And the Din and Machusa says that you have a right to put them in jail. So you have a right to put them in jail. No, but over here he's doing more. Over here he wants to know he's going to be doing more than what they deserve. The government is going to give him over the head for more. Let's say today, if somebody's cheating on income tax and I master him to the government. So the Pashtus is that that's not really, it may not be an Issa Masira, it depends what the case is. It may not be an Issa Masira, it's an Issa. It's a different Issa. Oh, he's just going to pay the fine. No, then for sure it's not an Issa Masira. He owes the money.
No,
pay the fine. It's a different Issa. There is an Issa of Aveda Sakum. It says in Chosha Mishpat, the Gemara says, Aveda Sakum, if a Nachri is looking for his lost article, so you're not permitted to return Aveda Sakum. So the Shulchan Aruch say, what if the Goyishim Meluche, the government, is looking for the missing Ghana? They know that there's not enough tax money coming in, so obviously somebody's cheating on taxes. So where they're missing the man, they're missing the guilty Ghana. Who's the one who's cheating on taxes? So if I'm going to point the finger, I'm going to show them who's the one who's cheating on taxes. That's called Aveda Sapa. So that's why you're not allowed to. But it says in the Mechaba, what happens if the government knows that I know? I'm Beshutfis, whatever, the nursing home, whatever. They know that I can testify. They know that I know the information. They know that I know the information. And then they're going to ask me to testify. And if I'm not going to testify, they're going to say, see, the Jews are covering up on each other. It's going to be a Chil Hashem. So Mechaber writes the Farish, and Hilcha say this, that although normally you're not allowed to go testify in a Goyish court to put a Jew in jail, but in this case, strictly speaking, it's only an Isra Aveda Sakum. So Aveda Sakum is Mutab, but Machmach Hil Hashem. You're obligated to give back Aveda Sakum.
Everybody has a note to the tax.
Yeah, Bizman Hazet's even better. In the days of the Mechaber, it was only Aveda Sakum. Bizman Hazet depends how much he's cheating. If the guy's just cheating $100, so my taxes didn't go up because of his $100. But if the guy's cheating millions, then all of our taxes are going up because of this guy's cheating. So it's not only Aveda Sakum. I want to give him over to the government that I shouldn't have to pay so much taxes. Huh?
Yeah.
All together, the Shad is all together.
All
eating together are paying more taxes.
If the master was rough that there were people who were bothering him and he wanted to pray that they should die, and his wife told him, so you're not even allowed to pray, not only not even to pray that they should die.
Yeah, that's what Taisus asks over here. We'll soon see. That's what Taisus asks your kasha. So at first, Maruk asked the Shaila, they're mevazim me, they're mitzayir me, and I can master them to the government, mahu. What's the din of my lap? He tells me you're not allowed. And he comments on the pasuk. Rabbi Loza comments on the pasuk. What does it mean? Both Rosh HaLenegdi, Afal Pisha Rosh HaLenegdi, even though he's mamish giving me a hard time, he's mitzayir me nonetheless. Eshmor lepi maksam, I close my mouth, and I don't master him. Sholach lei, so then he sends him another message, Marufa. Komitzarili tuva. I can't take it anymore. Vlamatina dekembu. I can't take it anymore. He's mitzar too much, so he says still. Sholach lei, so Rav Loza sends him dom lashem, his cholel lo. What do you mean dom lashem? We apilim lacho, chalolim chalolim. What do you mean dom? What is the word dom? So Rashi says dom is lashem dim dume chamo. Taisa says like that.
Yeah.
Rashi doesn't say anything.
No.
Oh, Taisa says, yeah. Hashkim dim maskal hashkim. Taisa says, dam kamod dim dume chamo, that yidav in shachris when the sun is just starting to rise, and yidav mincha when the sun is about to set. That's called the dume chamo. So it means you should dom Lashem, you should daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and he will bump them off. The Rebbeinu Shalom will bump them off. So Tosfos speaks Kakasha, you're allowed to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom that they should die. There's a Gemara in Bava Kama that says that you're not allowed to. So your Gemara is a little different. You ask, the Gemara says they were Rishoyim, but they didn't. They were Mechal Shabbos, they were Ochlei Treifus. They didn't chep in me. They were chepping Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot already.
Yeah.
But here Tosfos is talking about a case where they're bothering me.
Yeah,
so the Shad is, am I permitted to daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should admonish these people, that he should punish them? So here the Gemara sounds like you're allowed to dom Lashem, pray to the Rebbeinu Shalom with the Dumei Chama, v'yapilim chalom, let the Rebbeinu Shalom bump them off. So Tosfos says, but there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, amosedina lashmaim hunenash tchila, because when Sarah started to complain to the Rebbeinu Shalom about Avraham Avinu, so she died earlier. The reason why Sarah died before, usually the wife outlived the husband. Avraham Avinu was older than his wife. So the wife should outlive the husband. She didn't die at childbirth. Years ago, many women died at childbirth. She didn't die at childbirth. She got a heart attack, whatever. She died. So how come she died earlier? So the Gemara says in Bava Kama, because she was Mosedina Lashamayim. Because she complained to the Rebbeinu Shalom that the Rebbeinu Shalom should punish Avraham Avinu for being Mitzayah her, for not having any children, for being Mitzayah her. So Tosfos Frek Takashe, how can Rabbi Lozer recommend to Marukva that he should pray to the Rebbeinu Shalom that they should die? That's an Issa Mosedina Lashamayim. So Tosfos has two pshatim. So one pshat is based on the Gemara Bava Kama Gufa, that the Gemara says, Hani Mila De Isla Dina Biara, if there's a Bezen Shalmata that I can go to, and instead of going the normal route, instead of going the normal procedure, I directly dive into the Rebbeinu Shalom. First, go to a Din Torah and try to straighten it out. And then if the Din Torah doesn't help, then you have a right to dive into the Rebbeinu Shalom. So Sarah went, she should have first discussed it with her husband. Instead of discussing, so right away she prays to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he should punish Avraham Avinu. So that wasn't right. So Tosfos says,
she said, Chamusi Olechu, said, before she spoke to him, she said,
I don't know. They're taking Gemara.
Yeah.
Gemara says like that. So the Tosfos, the first Pshat Tosfos says that in our Gemara, Marukva couldn't bring the fellow. It's Gneiva, the guy who was Mitzarim, was a big Talmud Chacham but a Rosh, Gneiva. So he couldn't bring Gneiva to any Din Torah. There was no one to do anything with over here. So since there was no, wasn't Shayach, it was Leisle Dinabar. There was no Bezin Ba'olam that could deal with this character Gneiva. So here he is permitted to be mispal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Then Tosfos says, Inami, another Taich, that Dom has nothing to do with the Dumei Chama, the Davin Shachris, the Hashkome, the Vasikin Minyan, the Davin Minyan, when the sun is about to set, has nothing to do. It just says, sit and learn a base Medrash, and the Bishchus Liman Ater, you will be Nitzel. Dom al Hashem is Chololo, does not mean to be mispal. Hashkim al Leman Beis HaMedrash Kama, Lasek Baterim, Bishchus Ater, your problems will be solved. That's them, is what we have the Girsa in the Gemara. That's what they write on the side of the Gemara. Yeah. The Mashor points out that apparently Tosfos didn't have the Girsa that we have. We have Azay Shtei Deferish. Hashkin Harav Aleim Lebeis HaMedrish. It doesn't say Hashkin Harav Lehis Palal Aleim. Beis HaMedrish means sit and learn Bahasmode, and the Rebbeinu Shalom will solve your problems. Hein Kolame Aleim, and all the trouble will disappear. So as soon as Rabbi Loza said that, Hadov Yatzim Pir Rabbi Loza said, either daven to the Rebbeinu Shalom or learn well, and b'schus liman hater, you'll be nitzal. So as soon as he said that, v'nosnu l'gneva b'koyla, the character who was being mitzar marukva was gneva. More has later in Gidna, gneva was ben agres, the Talmud Chacham, or shtikla tzedreta. He used to be mevaza all of the others. He used to chep everybody. So the government, on their own, arrested him and they took him away. B'koyla. So Rav Loza knew the din, that when you quote a pasuk, you have to make sutta. When the Rambam quotes this halacha that you're not permitted, Rambam Shulchanach, you're not permitted, Alpha Pi Shurash and the Neg Deshma Lapi Machsim, you're not permitted to master someone, even if he's mitzar you. So the Rambam might think he's mitzar is a yochid, but if he's mitzar the whole community, the Rambam says you are permitted to master him. We don't know exactly what the mocker is, but that's what it says in the Rambam and the Shulchanach, I think, quoted by both. If he's Mitzayir es Harabim, Ameitzir es Harabim, so you are permitted to master him to the government. Only Ameitzir es Hayochid, not allowed. Then the Gemara says, not only did Rav Loza know the din, Marukva also knew this din. When you send a letter that has a pasuk, you have to have sirtut. Shochel, that Marukva, they ask the shayla of Marukva, Zimra min olam di yasir, How do you know that it's not proper to play music bizman hazeh? The sirtit, because of lehu, he sent them a letter and he made sirtit because he's going to quote a pasuk. Al tismach Yisrael al gilbo amim, you shouldn't rejoice the same way the umas oilim do. So that's the mocker. That's the mocker for the din. You're not allowed to play music bizman hazeh. After the churban beis hamikdash, you're not permitted to play music. How about Velas for the churban? Beg the gemara v'lishlach lumi hacha. Why don't you quote Yishaya? Yishaya, the psukim Yishaya, are more famous than the psukim in Treyasar. So how come he doesn't quote an earlier pasuk? Bashir lo yishta yayin, they will not
drink wine with music.
Yemar sheicha l'shoiso. The sheicha, the strong wine. Sheicha doesn't mean beer. In modern Hebrew, sheicha means beer. But in the Tanakh, sheicha means yayin chazak. A memen hurts his chumash. He has on the pasuk that a nazir is not allowed to have yayin v'sheicha, so he says not allowed to have wine or beer. Is the Feirish wrong?
Yeah.
He said the Rambam writes a nazir is allowed to drink all the beer he wants. The Feirish. Yayin, Rashi and Chumash writes from the Gemara. Yayin means grape juice, and sheicha means
wine.
Strong wine. Sheicha means yayin, hamashaker.
Fermented
wine. Yeah. Fermented wine. Right. Yeah. So here also, sheicha l'shoyso does mean beer. The strong wine will be bitter to the people who taste it. At a churban beis hamikdash, we don't have wine parties anymore. We don't rejoice so much. So the Gemara asks, why did he quote this pasuk in a pasuk in Hosea? Should he quote it in a more famous pasuk in Yishaya? So the Gemara says no, because the pasuk in Hosea adds on much more of a chumrah. If he would only have quoted the pasuk in Yishaya, I would have thought Havi Amino. I might have thought Hanimili Zimra Demana. Only to play music is us. Avol the puma, but to sing with your lips is shari. So kamash malan that is manas there because of the avelus of the churban beis hamikdash. You're neither permitted to play a piano. You're not allowed to play music, and you're not allowed to sing a nigun.
So what's the wind? Yeah.
Oh, is that going to be?
Yeah.
So Taisus and the Rishonim say the mokka mitzvah you're allowed to. The Taisus zimra min olam, the last line. The shir shal mitzvah shari kigol mishas chupa shoyis masamei chas mekala muta. There's no chasinus every day, so what about the rest of the time? By chasinus is muta, maka mitzvah. What if it's not a maka mitzvah? So Taisus has a discussion. Zimra. This Taisus zimra, I mean, all in the usher, pirish, bikuntris. What kind of singing? Singing, you're not allowed to sing. So Taisus quotes right away, Rashi restricts it very much.
Yeah.
To sing in a bar. To sing in a bar. But to sing azoi, that's muta. Rishur, the beis hamishtoyes. And it would appear from the Gemara like Rashi, because they ask, why did the Maruk quote that favor from the pasuk in Hosea? Why didn't he quote the more obvious pasuk in Yishaya? The pasuk in Yishaya goes on singing at a drinking party. Bashir lo ishto yayin. The talking about singing shir b'shas shtiyas hayayin. But if Maruk is telling us that it's also to sing at any time. It's also Zimra de Puma. Zimra de Mana means with a kli, to play musical instruments. Zimra de Puma means the music from the mouth, just to sing is always also the unavoid. So what did the Gemara say? Well, we know that from this pasuk. You don't know from that pasuk at all. That pasuk only goes b'shas hamishta. So you see that the Gemara, even though they quoted the other pasuk, al gil ba'amim, al tismo Yisrael, they understood that it only means that you're not allowed to sing at a drinking party. But Shalai B'Shah's drinking party is muta. That's what Taisus says. But then Taisus adds on, V'roi lahachmer b'kayotze dahahu b'Yerushalmi. In the earlier Taisus. In the Taisus here on Vav Amadeus, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, whenever you quote a pasuk in a letter, and you quoted the Torah's pasuk, you have to have sirtut. So Taisus says, if it's only l'melitza b'alma, you want to use a biblical expression, so that you don't need sirtut for that. If you're quoting a pasuk l'drosha, you mean to quote that pasuk, so then you need sirtut. So Taisus says, and that's what it says in the Yerushalmi, seems in the Yerushalmi, that they have a series of stories in Yerushalmi Megillah similar to these, that they asked shailas and then they gave an answer by quoting a pasuk, and they made sirtut. Either they made sirtut or they paraphrased the pasuk, or they rewrote the whole pasuk. So they're not really quoting it correctly, so they wouldn't have to have any sirtut. So one of those stories in the Yerushalmi was that what was it again? That the Reish Galusa Maruk v'Shalach Ksav the Reish Galusa, around 20 lines into the Tosafot. Marukva was the Reish. Marukva sent a message to the Reish Galusa to have a koi bedomich bezimra. When he would wake up, to music. He would set his alarm clock on WQXR. So when he wakes up in the morning, he wakes up to music. And when he was tired at night, he had insomnia, couldn't fall asleep. So he would turn on the sweet music and he would fall asleep. So Marukva sent him a letter that you're not allowed to do that. The koi the domech the zimra to wake up or to fall asleep. Domech is to fall asleep. The zimra pirish kishari sheichev when he went to sleep. Overcome when he woke up. Hoy mezamrim lefanav. Hoy mezamrim lefanav. They used to play music. They used to sing music. Whatever. So Marukva sent him this pasuk. Yisrael al tismach al gilbam. He rewrote. He paraphrased the whole pasuk. How did the pasuk go? Al tismach Yisrael al gilbam. So he wrote every word in the wrong order. Yisrael al tismach. Al Gilbam, he rewrote it in order that he shouldn't need Sirfa. So Taisus quotes that Yerushalmi. So now again, Taisus says, Zimra min olam diyasur, when is there anymore, you're not allowed to have Zimra. Only bishas mishtois. When you have a drinking party. But in the middle of a chasana, even when they're drinking a toast, even when they're eating and drinking, that you may have music, that's from Malka Mitzvah. But Shalot Malka Mitzvah, it's also, so Taisus says, it's only asur. Bishas suda, bishas ti, a drinking party in the middle of a meal and so on. You shouldn't have music on when you're eating. When you're eating, you shouldn't have the radio on with the music when you're eating a meal. So Taisus says, but you should also be machmer v'roi lahachmer in the bikayetze dahu b'Yerushalmi. A similar, what the Yerushalmi says also asa, to go to sleep with music or to wake up with music, the Yerushalmi says that that's not proper either. But if it's not going to sleep and it's not waking up and it's not a drinking party and it's not eating, so then Taisus holds that it's mutter. That's Shita Sateisus. That's what most people are make of based on Shita Sateisus. And Moshe Feinstein, Zechon Lebroch, has a tshuva in the first chelik. Everybody follows all the kulas of Moshe, but this chumra nobody follows. Moshe has a tshuva where he says, but look in the Rif and look in the Rambam and fingers, but when you make it higher, to make it red, that's called Moladesh. The Moladesh is Asan Yam. The mocker of all of these ideas is this Gemara? That's how the Rambam learned the Gemara.
So what is if you just move it a little bit and you don't make it red hot? It's still not red hot.
Moshe assumes that's not an issue. Let's say if it's red, you make it higher or lower.
Yeah,
or something. Or if it's black and you make it higher or lower within the black, he assumes that that's not an issue. Only if it goes from red to black is Mechabe, or black to red is Moladesh Mechon.
A fluorescent bulb would not be Yisrael Raim.
Would not. Would not be Havor.
How
different?
The fluorescent bulb operating spots?